Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Steph Reinhardt about fundraising for an unofficial prom for Panorama students on June 27th. How did this Roaring Twenties prom event kind of start off?
Yeah, so that was the theme that was already predetermined when there was supposed to be a school-sponsored prom, essentially. So we just kept the theme with what the kids had already done. But it basically just the whole event sort of formulated via Facebook, like all good events do these days. The school had sent out a memo just saying, you know, that they were going to have to cancel prom. They were going to still try to do a grand march. And so it was just basically a group of moms kind of talking back and forth, you know, when you have the cost of a dress involved and renting a tux and all of that, like, was it really worth it to just have that for a grand march? While we were very thankful our school was still willing to do that for the kids, we just weren't sure how many would actually show up for that. And then we started, you know, kind of just talking back and forth. How could we do this on our own, separate from the school? And there's about seven of us that kind of got together and just sort of started promoting this and trying to raise funds. I have three teenagers in the high school, and I didn't really understand a lot of the logistics when it comes to the financial aspect regarding the money that had been raised and what that was allocated for. You know, so we knew that through this process, we were going to have to raise our own money because those school funds were no longer really going to be available to us to use because it's a non-school sponsored event. So now we're just trying to promote it within our community and see if we can get some donations so that our kids can still have a prom.
You have a son, Nate, who's a senior.
Yeah, right? He's a senior. He graduated.
Are your other teenage kids, what grades are they in?
Yep, so Nate's a senior, Colin is a junior, and Emma is a sophomore. And Emma had been asked to prom, so this was going to be the only year that all three of my kids were going to be able to go together. So I think that's sort of what, you know, I really want Nate to have a prom, but then I also want the three of them to be able to share that experience because that's really special and not all siblings get to do that. And I thought that was kind of neat. So I guess I was a little extra motivated maybe to make this come together. And one of the moms in our group is really close with the chef at the Port, so she was able to work with them closely. And last year's prom was supposed to be at the Port before they had their fire, so they were really excited about trying to get prom back into their venue and do some neat things for the kids.
What are your plans as far as what you are hoping kind of the event will play out at the Port? Will dinner be involved or
yeah, yep. So they're having their grand march still, which will be uptown, and that starts at 6 p.m., I believe. And we're hoping to get some picture opportunities up there and still do some after-prom type prizes in that setting. And then the Port is going to be serving them dinner. And then there's also a band there that night. So we're hoping to be able to raise enough money that we can donate money towards the band that they already had booked. So the kids will be able to have a dance after they eat. And then they're also building their own playlist, so they'll be able to have some of their own music to dance to as well.
Do you expect that you'll be reserving the place out, or will
no,
the restaurant?
No, we're not. Yeah, we're just in the basement, so they'll still have their regular business and then the outside business as well. So logistically, that's been something that we've really tried to focus on, just the safety, because again, we're not renting out the entire place. They're still going to have their regular business going on. So we have an area that will be roped off where the kids won't be disturbing other patrons and where they won't be going near the tiki bar that's out there, because I know that's kind of been a concern for some people. And then we have lots of volunteer chaperones that will be there to kind of help keep track of everyone. The kids will all be given a wristband so that they can be identified.
And so are you going to be charging admission for the students?
No, and that's why we're hoping to raise enough money, because ideally we would like to be able to cover the cost for all the kids' meals and then to be able to pay the band and any other fees that are involved. So the senior class has been able to use some of their allocated money because, again, the seniors lost everything. There was no senior trip. There was nothing. So they had some funds left over. So we're hoping to be able to cover their meals with that money. That's the plan right now. And so it's really just paying, you know, for the juniors, their dates, the dates of the seniors, the band, gratuity, things like that. My husband would be upset if I didn't tell you. So Hometown Food, they're going to be donating, like, the dessert bar. So we're going to do an ice cream bar for the kids, and that's going to be donated from the store.
But you're hoping that, you know, all those juniors and seniors who had planned to go to the original prom, hoping they'll all get to attend this one?
Yeah, absolutely. I am blown away by the response that we've had. I wasn't sure how many kids would come. So, you know, we did send out invites and we had them RSVP. And I feel like we have a really good number. Lots of kids are excited about it and interested. And so I think it's going to be really fun.
So why would you encourage Panorama community members to give a few dollars to support this prom event?
Yeah, I just think, you know, our community is just like the best. They support every cause. We had a page on Facebook, a Celebrate Our Seniors page that was started by one of the other moms when we knew graduation wasn't going to kind of look like what we had all planned. And I mean, people from all over were reaching out and adopting our seniors and sending them cards and, you know, just well wishes and gift cards. And so, I mean, our community's always been really great about being very supportive. And I just think this is like the one final event that we can give our kids. Like I said, this has been a crazy year and they have already lost a lot. And it's been really hard for parents too. And so I think to be able to come together on this one night and give them a little piece of normalcy and let them have that prom is really special.
When did you start the GoFundMe page and get this ball rolling?
Like a week ago. So, I mean, and that's one thing that's neat about being able to do this from a parent aspect. I mean, the school could never pull something like this off just because logistically, with the time frame that we have, everything is so crunched. And so it's kind of neat, though, like being able to have seven moms come together and try to pull this off. And I think it'll be a great event.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Steph Reinhardt about fundraising for an unofficial prom for Panorama students on June 27th. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program and more information about the fundraiser at RaccoonValleyRadio.com.